All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday on page 193. So remember, we're talking over here, our topic is dealing with the things or the attributes or the realities that sometimes detract from having the midah of zrizos. So remember again, this last thing that Ramchal introduced us to just yesterday was what he called pachat, that a person is always afraid of the what ifs in life. What if this? What if that? So start page 193. The first set of bolded lines. Kipam yira me'akar. We actually read this yesterday. Sometimes a person will be afraid of the cold, or me'achom, or from the heat. Upam me'apegoyim, upam me'achaloyim, upam me'aruach v'chein kol chiyotzei bazeh. Then what could happen? A person could say to himself, you know, if I start on this particular endeavor, there's so much that could go wrong. Sometimes it's going to be too hot, sometimes it's going to be too cold. You know, the atmospheric conditions are never perfect for any particular life endeavor. And if a person begins to contemplate all that can go wrong, then as they say, in the davar sof, the truth is, there really is no end to what could go wrong in life. There's a lot that could really go wrong on any given day. And if a person begins to contemplate all of the what-ifs, a person could end up going ahead and getting scared off from accomplishing anything. So the more and more you begin to think, you begin to introduce into your head all of the different possibilities, all different problems. As ata yachal ashesh esa atzlo shevacha. This is amazing. You could intensify and amplify your own personal atzlos. So it says it's a very important yisod. Essentially, what Ramchal is saying is the following, and this is true in life. Life is a balance. Life is a balance. On one hand, a person has to be thoughtful, and a person has to plan ahead, and a person has to be contemplative. And you know, as Chazal said, Ezu chacham, who is wise, haroa es hanolad. One has to be able to anticipate and be a forward-thinking person to try to contemplate or to think about what is going to happen in the future. But that has a limit. Meaning you're supposed to be ra'as hanolad, to think about what could happen in the future, but not to the point that it leads you to a sense of life, to a reality of life paralysis. Not to a point where you say to yourself, well, I can't do this because this may happen, I can't do that because that may happen, because that creates atzlo. Su'a inyan shomer shlom alav ha-shalom, amar atzlo shachal baderech aribin ha-rechovos. So the Ramchal says, this is what Shlomo HaMelech meant when he said, amar atzlo, the lazy person says, Shachal baderech ari bin harachovos. How could I possibly venture out? How could I venture out to accomplish something today? There may be a lion on the road. So what does it mean there may be a lion on the road? He says, Obrim la'atzal tishma, bo ta'ase mitzvah. So what happens? You say to the person, to the atzal, to the lazy person, come, why don't you come and do a mitzvah? So what happens? Azu matzchil im teirut. So I'll say, remember again, very rarely do people say no to participating in something good. Instead, what ends up happening is what? People have excuses, right? Well, hey, terutzim. So what terutzim? Ulay bidyuk achshav baruch aryeh min gan achayot. So perhaps again, you know, I would love to come and participate, but maybe at this very moment while we're speaking, a lion escaped from the zoo. And mamish is going to tear me apart on the road to perform the particular chesed. Ulai, right? It's possible. I mean, is it possible that a lion escaped from the zoo at this very moment is going to tear me into multiple pieces and I'm going to do the mitzvah? Ulai, definitely possible. V'ulai zemirkov zemisubach bo na'atzor. So you know what? Because there's the possibility that on the way to perform this particular mitzvah, the escaped lion is going to come, you know, in on my path. And he hasn't eaten lunch that day, you know, bonatzor, maybe we're better off not planning this particular endeavor for today. You know, we'll figure it out a different time. We'll say a very profound statement, says Rav Kashtiel. The moment you begin contemplating all of the ulais, all of the maybes, ein ledavar sof. In sof ledavar hazeh. We'll say again, this is a balance like everything else we learn in Masilas Yesharim. Do you have to contemplate possible potential future realities? Of course we have to, right? Because not to think about the future, not to think about consequences or repercussions is irresponsible. But the moment you begin making your decisions based on every single thing that can go wrong, the result ultimately will be inaction. Adam yachal lahavir es kalachayim shel ba'akamas rishtos bitachon. In sofit, shirak garmos lo shisuk masmid. A person could spend his life, right? Literally, this wording is interesting. Literally establishing rishtos bitachon, safety nets. Safety nets, and there's no end. There's no end to the precautions one could take. But at the end of the day, an approach to life like that creates what he calls this shisok masmid. This just perpetual silence, this perpetual inaction. Hamon sveikos, sveikos shalilai, yotzros koshi bidvar ruchanim. We'll say if a person is always living a life of ulai, of what if, and always trying to figure out, well, this may happen, that may happen, person will have a very difficult spiritual life. Person will be unable to grow. Gam kacho kal shasek osam as hu od memaher l'shasek osam. Ultimately, again, the only way sometimes to advance in life, and I would posit this is not just in spirituality, it's in many areas of life, sometimes you have to silence the little ulai in the back of your head. You have to silence the maybe, the what if. You have to hear them. You have to hear them. And for the good ones, you have to find an answer to them. But for the rest of them, you just have to silence them and move on. Page 194. And Chazal have already disparaged this midah, the midah pachat. Now the Ramchal calls this pachad. He calls it a state of perpetual fear. A person is always fearful about the what if. So Chazal said, "V'yachasua elachatoyim u'mikra misayim d'chsev pachadu b'tzion chatoyim achazara adachanefim." The pasuk says literally, they were scared. They were scared. The sinners, right? The sinners were scared in Sion. Fear gripped the chanefim. Chanefim. The chanifa is. Ingratiating oneself to others in a gratuitous fashion, in an insincere fashion. So what does it mean? Ad sha'amar echa min agidolim el tamido bira osa osa mispachit, chata as. So one of the quoting over here, the Gemara Maseches Brachos, where one of the great Tanaim saw this Talmud being very fearful. And he said, you're a sinner. Al zen ne'emar, b'tach ba'ashem va'asei tov, shechan aretz ure'ei emuna. But it's a very important yisod. What Ramchal is pointing out over here is that to be successful in your ruchnius, you have to be confident. You have to be confident. If a person doesn't have confidence in life, you can't be successful in your ruchnius for one simple reason. Right? To grow spiritually, there are many, many, many variables. And if you begin to contemplate every single variable and discuss how you're going to overcome every single variable, it's virtually impossible to answer all of those sveikos. So if our person has to approach spirituality with a sense of optimism, with a sense of trust, mazel afachet, hakavana sha'at mishasek es atzmecha. You know, we'll say, what Ramchal is saying, and this is very profound, is that if we're honest with ourselves, that sometimes we use caution as a way of exempting ourselves from growth. You see, no one ever wants to say, I'm not interested in growth. No one ever wants to say, I don't want to take on more. No one ever wants to say, I don't want to try any harder. So because we're good people and we all want, deep down we want those things. So instead what we do is we create alternate realities for ourselves. So if I could demonstrate that there's a danger, quote unquote, in growth, there's a danger in undertaking this responsibility, there's a pachad, so then it frees me, it exempts me from the need to grow without having to actually say that I'm lazy or uninterested or an otzel. So he says, this is the pachad. The pachad, if a person always gets caught up in every single what if, then by definition, you're going to sign yourself, no growth. A person begins to just throw out at every single life situation, every single suffix, and often those sveikos are not even connected. Those doubts are not even connected to the matter at hand. Nachon, it's true. Ha'olam murkav ve'afshar lahakshos melo kushios azma. It is very true. The world is a complicated place. And every single thing you undertake in life, people could always throw at you a barrage of questions. And you know what the reality is? Often, you can't answer a lot of those questions. Not because you're hiding the truth, and not because you're trying to obscure the facts, but because sometimes in life you don't know all of the questions until you actually embark and engage on the process. Sibo said, this is an incredible yisod. People think that in life, in order to accomplish something, you first have to have all of the answers, and then you do the thing. What was it? Maybe like besides buying a car. You know, life doesn't work that way. Anything that's a major endeavor in life, very rarely is all of the information available on the front end to make informed decisions. Just what you have to do in life is you make the best decisions possible, and if you know what you're doing is holy, and you know what you're doing is meaningful, and you know what you're doing is appropriate, and you have the right confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you, you move forward. You move forward. That's the approach. That's the approach to life. At least that's the approach of the Ramchal. He says, Yesh bayos, yesh zekos. Yes, there are questions, there are problems in every single thing. Yesh zedavar gadol v'tzarach lasos also. Ulei rasam elav l'uskar b'kol p'sham. Rabbi will say, if something is meaningful, and something is necessary, and something is appropriate, then a person has to find a way to transcend and to overcome all of the inherent doubts. Right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll get a few minute head start on the daf. We'll pick up middle of 194 tomorrow, in Yirtzeh Hashem.
He doesn't talk about fear of failure. Fear of failure.